This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Pella Corporation, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does the clinic at the Pella Regional Health Center best serve patients? Let's go in-depth with Christy Brofhart, Director of Clinic Services. Christy, what does the Director of Clinic Services do?
Well, at Pella Regional, we have outreach clinics. We have the clinic here in Pella, the clinic in Ottumwa and Knoxville, Bussey, New Sharon, one at Vermeer, one in Sully as well. So the Director of Clinic Services over all of those clinics, making sure we're hitting our quality measures and, you know, taking care of the staff and providers that we have in all of those clinics as well. So
that's a big job.
That is a very big job. I've got a lot of help to help me do that, though. So,
well, when you say all those clinics, when you list them all, you know, I know them, but when you have that big, long list, that's quite a task, supervising all of that.
That is, and I think a lot of people don't realize how many Pella Regional clinics we have out in the smaller towns, but it's great to have those services there for the patients in those towns.
So how do you make sure that the patients out there across all of these clinics are getting the kind of service that you want them to get?
So we have roles in all of our clinics. They're called health partners, and we also have quality measures, reports, and lists that we run. So the big focus in healthcare has really shifted from, you know, when you're sick, we treat you. It's shifted to preventative care and keeping patients healthy, keeping them out of the hospital, making sure they're coming into our clinics for routine visits and that. So we have health partners. They're kind of health coaches. We have two here in Pella, one in Ottumwa, one in Knoxville. They also do cover then the smaller clinics, but they pull reports by patients with chronic diseases, and they make sure those patients have been in to have their labs checked, call and check on them, see how they're doing on their medications. Any patients that have been in the hospital, they do follow-up phone calls just to make sure they're, you know, feeling well at home, taking their medications the right way, to make sure we're getting them back in here to see their doctor in the clinic, because we want to keep them out of the hospital. So healthcare's really shift to preventative. So we use those health partners really to keep our patients out of the hospital the most that we can and keep them healthy and prevent, you know, get their preventative health maintenance, make sure they're getting their flu shots, pneumonia vaccines, make sure they're getting their colonoscopy screening, mammograms, that we're doing all of that screening that really helps with early detection with healthcare today. Early detection is also a important piece of healthcare.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Van Manen, Seedster, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, and KNX CrossFit Fitness and Training. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosen, All Tiling and Septic, Marion County Public Health, Great Western Bank in Sully, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen.
I continued my conversation with Christy Brofhart, Director of Clinic Services at Pella Regional.
Well, it's a more active role than it's been in the past, where
the patient just shows up and you take care of them.
It is. And this really, you know, our health partners meet with those patients, you know, discuss their medications, discuss barriers that they may have to being able to get in here, barriers they may have to being able to get their medications. Medications are costly. So they work closely with patients if we need to do some type of patient assistance to help pay for medications, especially when patients end up in the donut hole for Medicare patients and their meds aren't being covered. We don't want patients to not take those meds and then get sick and be in the hospital. So really engaging the patients and engaging patients in healthy behaviors, you know, healthy diet if you have hypertension, healthy diet, you know, the types of diet foods you can eat. But we want to be realistic, you know, with patient needs and their home life and how they can stay healthy and work on that diet or help that disease be well controlled.
Sounds like a health coach as much as a health partner.
Yeah, it really is. Really is more of a health coach. We call them health partners, but health coach. And they take extra classes and spend a lot of time orienting to make sure that they're well-knowledged on the role on chronic disease, well-knowledged with teach back, working with patients to make sure patients understand what we're teaching them, because patients don't always understand all the medical jargon. So they really want to make it so patients understand it and know about their condition, about their meds, and all their health care.
You said something about the healthcare partners helping patients overcome challenges or barriers. Mm-hmm. You said that. Mm-hmm. So how do they do that?
Some of our patients have trouble being able to get in here for appointments. So we do have resources that we can set up with patients to get them rides here into the clinic. Some patients that can't come in as often, they'll call and check and see how their blood pressure readings, get the patient resources for blood pressure cuffs and that at home to call and see, okay, how have your weights been doing for, you know, some chronic diseases. That's really important. Like I said, the patient assistance for medications if patients can't, you know, afford their medications. We do have ways if we've referred patients to specialists and say they can't get a ride to Des Moines or Iowa City, we can help get them set up with the ride to see their specialist so they're not, you know, just stuck here in Pella. If they need to see a specialist, we can help get that transportation set up for them. And obviously, if they identify that a patient has more needs at home, we make sure and we refer them to home health, so home health can come in and work with the patients, you know, in their home as well. So,
more in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Golay Heating and Cooling, Crossroads of Pella, Mahaska Bottling Company, and the Pella Indoor Pool. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Herta Public Transit, Integrative Counseling Services, Sundance Realty, and DMAC Newton Campus.
I continued my conversation with Christy Brofart, Director of Clinic Services at Pella Regional. What if the hours aren't convenient for me? Or if I don't know that I'm really sick enough to come in?
Pella, we have extended hours. We are open 5 to 7 each evening. We have two providers seeing acute visits, so we save those for patients who, you know, hey, I woke up today and I've got a sore throat, or, you know, I woke up today and I've got pink eye. You know, we save those appointments for the same day, so those patients that are acutely ill and need to get in have access in the evening from 5 to 7. And we also are open on Saturdays from 8 until noon. Again, we save those appointments for the patients that have, you know, acute illnesses. So we wouldn't schedule, say, a physical or, you know, a routine blood pressure check and that stuff there. We offer those in the evening. And we do have a lot of our providers actually do a day a week or more, some more, where they open at 7. So in their first appointment is at 7. And a lot of times we do physicals there. So patients who have jobs 8 to 5 and can't get away from their jobs, they could call and schedule a physical with their physician at 7 in the morning. So.
Okay, so between the 5 to 7 hours and the some of the practitioners opening it, so you've got a 12-hour period.
Yep. And yep, we're open 7 to 7, and our call center that we have here is open 7 to 7, so we have nurses in our call center there to answer questions. And then at 7 p.m., we actually have a 24-hour call center, but at 7 p.m. from 7 p.m. to 7 a., we switch to a company that answers calls for us, so able to answer questions. You know, I'm having chest pain, they'll walk you through that, which we want to get those right to the ER. But, you know, hey, my child's not drinking and I'm worried about them being dehydrated. They'll walk parents through, you know, steps to check to make sure that their babies are staying hydrated, and give you parents tips and ideas to get them through the night until they can see the provider the next day, trying to, you know, make sure they're healthy, but that they aren't going to the ER, you know, for those visits that don't necessarily need to go to the ER. They can give them some information and teaching to get them through the night, and then the next day we can get them in to see their provider here if they need an appointment.
Okay, and so between that phone call or between the hours that you have in the clinic that are just kept open for acute care, mm-hmm. that's going to keep people from unnecessarily going to the emergency room.
Right, right. And that's really our goal with that call center is, you know, patients that we can talk through some, you know, health problem that they're having in those after hours to try and keep them from having to go to the ER. You know, there's always going to be some visits, chest pain. We encourage you to go to the ER. But, you know, the less minor things, you know, waiting, and then we can get you in to see your provider the next day. That kind of really helps patients, too, the ER copays. You know, most patients have an ER copay that's $50 to $100. And, you know, that's not always affordable for everybody. So if we can help, you know, keep you out of the ER at night by giving you some tips and some education and get you in the next day, then we hope that we can do that for you.
Well, it's not only affordability that's the issues. I'm guessing you don't want the whole ER costs associated with that gearing up for the hospital or for the patient. I mean, and you want to keep the ER doctors and nurses doing stuff that's really necessary for them to do.
Right, right. You know, we really want to keep them focused on those emergency visits that need, you know, all that, the more attention, the heart attacks, you know, car accidents, lacerations, stuff like that. We want to, you know, make sure that our ER is able to take care of those. But obviously, anybody that comes through, we're there for them. But, you know, the patients that don't necessarily need to be in the ER and we can help you the next day and keep you out, that makes healthcare a little more affordable for everybody.
But what about people like me? Whenever I'm not feeling well, it's like it's a big emergency.
It is, you know, but if you're having a rough evening, you know, respiratory infection, we can give you some tips to get you through the night, you know, and then see your provider the next day to see if you need an antibiotic or need any additional treatments in that or medications in for home. So
I can get the care that I need or the advice that I need without going to the emergency room. I think that's a really important message for people to get.
Mm-hmm, definitely. We don't have the ability to call in certain medications, you know, patients that may, you know, need their refills, stuff like that. That does have to wait till the next day, but we can also give you some feedback on that, you know, what to do in the meantime when you don't have that medication till the clinic opens the next morning. So.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, McKay Insurance, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Parker Signs and Graphics in Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Windsor Manor Assisted Living in Indianola, and Lighton State Bank.
I continued my conversation with Christy Brofhart, Director of Clinic Services at Pella Regional. Now, is there anything that we're doing out there, general patients out there, that, or any segment of the population that you deal with, that we're not getting a message, a particular message that you want to share? Is there something important?
Yeah, there's actually three that, you know, are kind of initiatives in the clinic here right now. Really the well child visits with our kiddos. We really want to make sure that parents are getting those babies and kids in for their well visits. You know, it's recommended to have a well child visit at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15 months, and 18 months. And then at the age of two, we do yearly, two through age six. And those are really important for parents to get those kiddos in for those visits, so we can make sure that, you know, they're getting their immunizations and the education and that they need. And then we offer Medicare wellness visits now. That's a new, something new that Medicare is offering, these wellness visits. They're not a physical. A lot of patients think that it's a full Medicare physical. It's not. The Medicare wellness visits are focused around early detection and prevention. So it is sitting down with one of our health partners. You sit down with them for about 45 minutes, and then they have an appointment with their physician afterwards. But in that 45 minutes, they review, you know, your family's health history, review all your medications. They review, you know, all your immunizations, review all your screenings that we're trying to get patients to get, you know, review to see if you have barriers in the home that would be fall risks. So those Medicare wellness are really important, something new that Medicare's offering and we're doing to really look at early detection and prevention with our Medicare patients too. And then immunizations, always immunizations is a, you know, making sure that we can get not only the kids in here for their immunizations, but adults as well. You know, there's Zostavax immunization for shingles, the tetanus immunizations. You know, even as you become an adult, you still need that immunization every 10 years. And then obviously flu and pneumonia vaccines are really important. Really want to get the patients in here. And a population and age that a lot of parents forget about is around age 12. Your 12-year-old's due for about 4 new shots at age 12, so make sure you're getting them in here for those shots at 12 years as well. So,
all right, so for any of those folks, better take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, we want to keep them healthy. We want to, you know, keep those kids from, you know, or adults, anybody from getting influenza, pneumonia, stuff that could be life-threatening. You know, I am a big one. My child cardiac arrested from not having an immunization at the time that H1N1 vaccine came out, where people were still having to wait in line for it. And, you know, so when they say, you know, it may be 1 in 100,000 that gets influenza, or not influenza, but some of those diseases that those immunizations are for. But, you know, for me, that 1 in whatever absurd number it was my child. And, you know, we're lucky he's still with us today. But had he had that vaccine and that immunity to that H1N1, he wouldn't have gotten that sick, and we wouldn't have had to go through that. So really important. I know that parents think, some may think, you know, it won't happen to my child. It won't, you know, but it could be. You know, for me, it was. It was that one and, you know, that whatever number, and it was my child that got that and impacted. So.
Thanks to Christy Brofhart for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.